I've seen the results up close, and they're horrifying. One victim I spoke with summed it up best. When it first happened, she said she'd prefer death over the pain and the disfigurement. I'm talking about acid attacks, committed by men as a form of revenge, intended to humiliate women and force them to hide. This week, though, at an event in London, it was the opposite. The charity Aid Action organized a fashion show where all the models were acid attack victims from Bangladesh. My BBC colleague Tulip Mazumdar was there.
It was unexpectedly really emotional, actually. I'd spent the day with some of these women and girls, and I'd heard their stories and what they'd been through, and really understanding what it took for them to get on that stage. And it started off sort of a little bit morose. I think they were all quite nervous. They walked to the front. They sort of stared defiantly into the crowd. But then as the fashion show went on, some of them started dancing. They were smiling. And it showed that these women are not just victims, that they are survivors.
I mean, you can imagine that this may be, for some of these women, their most public presentation since their attacks. You spoke with one survivor of an attack, a woman named Nahar. Tell us about her.
She is a young woman. She's sort of in her late 30s now, but she was 15 years old when she was attacked.
The boy proposed me for love. Then I reject him, and he was angry. And one night he came to my house and trashed it. It was very painful. I felt burning in my face, in my hand. I was screaming.
What did you think would happen to you, to your life at that point?
I thought it is finished. No chance to go back study or job or do something. I always try to hide myself. I wear cover in my face.
And what she went on to say later in our chat that you heard a little bit of there is, I can't change my face, but I can change my life. And that's what I'm doing. She's gone on. She's in the middle of doing a master's. She is actually the one that has created this survivors group where she is in touch with around 200 other acid attack survivors. Clearly, you know, this isn't a type of attack that you can play down in any way. These are horrific injuries. It has a lasting physical effect, obviously, but also a psychological effect. Many of these women are blamed for these attacks. They're ostracized from their communities because in many of these communities, a woman's worth is seen in her beauty and her capacity to marry. Once that is taken away by these men, certainly that's what they try to do, they are seen as a waste. And there are many more like them that are sitting at home, that are hiding, and that aren't getting the help they need. And that is who they are trying to reach out to.
You know, when we cover suicide in the media, we're careful to avoid the risk of inspiring copycat events. We avoid giving explicit details of the method used. Should we follow similar caution when we cover acid attacks?
Certainly internationally, this is violence against women. This is keeping women down. This is showing control, patriarchy. And actually, the way you stop these sorts of attacks, many of the charities who work with these women say, is that you deal with the innate extreme sexism that exists in some of these communities. And you teach and encourage communities to see women as equals, as people in their own right, and not as something that can be disrespected, injured in this way.
Finally, Tulip, this was a fashion show. What were the clothes like? Who were they wearing?
The clothes were absolutely glorious. They were bright colours. They were designed by a Bangladeshi designer. She's quite well known, and model called Bibi Russell. And they're kind of traditional Bangladeshi with a bit of a twist. So we had some saris in there. We had some shalwar kameez. It looked fantastic.
Good music.
The music was great, actually. Yeah. In fact, you know what? The girls at the end, they went into the crowd and they pulled people out of the crowd. And everybody at the end was just dancing on the stage with these girls.
My BBC colleague, Tulip Mazumdar, thank you very much.
Thank you.